The distance between official narratives and observable reality. Wednesday, July 15th, 2026, distills to a single through line. The distance between what institutions say and what they do has rarely been wider across so many domains simultaneously. The Justice Department describes itself as protecting elections while subpoenaing journalists. ICE accounts for fatal encounters in ways witnesses publicly dispute. Iran is rebuilding nuclear sites that were described as disabled. Banks post record profits while nearly a million student borrowers navigate a collapsing repayment system. That gap between official narratives and observable reality is the story beneath Wednesday's stories. Thursday's primetime Trump address is the immediate focal point. The administration is promising declassified evidence of foreign interference in the 2020 election, and the response from intelligence officials, allies, and Congress will reveal whether the disclosure is credible or performative. The specific details to watch: which country is alleged to have interfered, what form the intelligence takes, and whether it carries independent verification from the Director of National Intelligence. The Gulf situation requires daily monitoring, whether Iranian tanker strikes escalate, and whether the Bushehr nuclear plant story develops further. Earnings season continues with tech firms reporting in the coming weeks, providing the clearest picture yet of whether enormous AI infrastructure investment is translating to revenue or remaining a cost center. The DeepSeek IPO timeline and the Apple OpenAI lawsuit will develop over months. And a correction is warranted. In a previous episode, reference was made to Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That never happened and could not have. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory, with no Ukrainian military reach. The claim was repeated without the geographic verification it required.